In the news for this Tuesday, the 5th day of October for 2021, with a silent year due to COVID, the Amador County Grand Jury is back and ready to handle complaints and complete investigations. Now, the civil grand jury is impaneled for civil purposes. They receive letters from citizens alleging mistreatment by public officials, suspicions of misconduct or government inefficiencies. Complaints received are acknowledged and investigated for their validity. Now, a critical service of the grand jury is that they keep all investigations and complaints completely confidential. They're comprised of 19 members. Its findings and recommendations are issued in written reports at the end of each fiscal year, with a minimum of 12 members approving each report. Now, within 60 to 90 days following the issuance of a report, the officials responsible for the matters addressed in that report are required to respond in writing. Now, all grand jury reports become public record and are available on the Amador Superior Court website. Now, as we mentioned, the grand jury is now meeting and beginning their investigations. Now, if you have a complaint for the grand jury and would like them to begin investigating, you can go to the Amador County Superior Court website. That's amadorcourt.org. Click on Civil Grand Jury in the menu on the left-hand side of the page and look for Citizens Complaint Form. Then print that out, fill it out, and then mail it back to the Amador County Grand Jury. Again, that's P.O. Box 249, Jackson, California. And once again, that Citizens Complaint Form for the grand jury can be found on the Amador County Superior Court webpage, amadorcourt.org.
Well, a group of more than 25 people representing property owners, farmers, ranchers, water surveyors, purveyors, the timber industry, and government agencies in Calaveras and Tuolumne have formed a new prescribed burn association. Nonprofit organizations and public agencies involved with the group include Cal Fire, the Resource Conservation Districts, Air Pollution Control Districts, and Office of Emergency Service for Calaveras and Tuolumne, the California Cattlemen Association, Stanislaus National Forest, and East Bay Mud. The goal of the new Prescribed Burn Association is to learn how to conduct prescribed burns, then help each other do it. Now, the group has been working on a list of potential burning projects. In late June, a new study released by one of the largest insurance brokers in the world found a 41% decrease in residential insurance premiums when ecological forestry strategies like prescribed burning and thinning are put to use in relevant areas. Cal Fire, Forest Service, and National Park Service have been using prescribed fires and managed fires for decades to improve firefighter access and capability to reduce the threat and impacts of large, uncontrolled, high-intensity destructive wildfires and to protect watersheds and wildlife habitats.
With the Caldor Fire now well over 90% contained at 221,700 acres, as of Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, all remaining evacuation warnings within Amador County have been lifted. Now, this area includes Silver Lake and Kirkwood. Highway 88 remains open. Again, use caution as fire and tree personnel are still working throughout the area.
And Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Liz Nelson recently announced annual secured property tax bills for the 21-22 fiscal year have been mailed. Nelson indicates there are over 23,500 secured tax bills with tax charges totaling approximately $62.8 million. Now, if you own property in the county and don't receive your tax bill by October 15th, contact the County Tax Collector's Office at 223-6364 to request a bill. To view your tax info online or print a copy of your tax bill, visit amadorgov.org/tax. Click on View Property Tax Bill. Now, please note, state law provides the failure to receive a property tax bill does not relieve the taxpayer of their responsibility to make timely payments to the tax collector's office, nor does it prevent the imposition of penalties for late payments. For additional info, contact the tax collector's office again in Jackson. That's 223-6364.
And Calaveras County has released the draft map for redistricting. The supervisorial district draft map can be viewed on the county redistricting website. The map was drawn using 2020 census data and public comment. Now, County Clerk, Recorder, and Registrar of Voters Rebecca Turner says that the 2020 census block map and population data are now available within the mapping tool as well. A public hearing on the first proposed draft map will be held next Tuesday, October 12th, in the Board of Supervisors chambers. Turner urges community members to attend the hearing and provide feedback on the draft map. If you have any questions, you can contact the Clerk Recorder's office at 754-6376.
And drift smoke from the south, prevalent over recent days. Much of it coming from the KNP complex fire in the Sequoia National Forest to the south. The fire is now at 76,768 acres, nearly 20% contained. The fire is burning in a heavily wooded area. Expect drift smoke to continue in coming days. Now, there's also a 95,000-plus acre windy fire in Tulare County that is 70% contained.
And celebrate 100 years of Jackson High School football this Friday night at Argonaut High School when the Mustangs take on Big Valley Christian. Now, as they did 2 weeks ago, honoring Ione's 100th anniversary of football by wearing Ione High throwback jerseys, the Argonaut Mustangs this Friday will wear Jackson Tiger uniforms. Now, if you are a graduate of Jackson High School and you still have your high school jersey, your letterman's jacket, or sweater, wear them, and you'll get into the game free as well. At halftime, there'll be a video presentation on the field scoreboard. Again, celebrate 100 years of football for Jackson High School this Friday night as Argonaut High takes on Big Valley Christian at Dan Barnett Field. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCradio.com.